So no one's saying anything they shouldn't say. Okay, what we're discussing over here, remember we're doing this safer. It's called nice. A very interesting concept. The yisod of Rosh Hashanah, right? So we say, "Shee whiz." The Rosh Hashanah, we say, what happens in Rosh Hashanah? Hashem writes us down, and writes us down in the Sefer, in the Sefer Achayim. Now I want to repeat a Tosfos. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says that what happens then Rosh Hashanah we get written down, and on Yom Kippur Nechtamim, there's a sealed. To what says Tosfos? Divrei Masal in the Nechtamim. Everything, the whole zed, the kari hacha is gabi rishayim, misa v'gabi tzadikim chayim. That which written down for the sefer rishayim or the sefer or the sefer tzadikim for life, it's not plain life. It's life of olam haba. Now the question is: it's a question that all the Balei Musar ask, and this is what we're going to want to talk about. I'm not talking about the yisod of Rosh Hashanah so much as the yisod of life. What is life? Now the question is, I don't understand. Think about it. When after 120 years, you can come upstairs, and there's a big and there's a big din. There's a whole din then, right? You what? Your jacket? You don't need a jacket to learn with me. I'm saying, okay. There's din then. Why do we need a din for Olam Haba every year? No? You hear the shayla? The chayra, the din from Olam Haba is going to be the big day of judgment. They're all over.
I haven't gotten this one yet.
Neither have I, but they're all over. The day. He's faking it out, man. You hear the shayla? The day of the big judgment is going to be after we die. So why do we need a judgment for Olam Haba? I understand a judgment. This is what we know, that Rosh Hashanah is a judgment to find out how much money we're going to make that year. If we're going to bump our head on when we're walking by the steps. If the AC in your room is going to be the one that doesn't work. Or if whatever happens, oh, the AC, bump your head in the AC machine. Oh, I got it. Brutal. I try to work on it already. Tosfos is saying that the din is for this year. It's for Olam Haba. What does that mean, the din is for Olam Haba? So what's Olam Taina?
No, what are you talking about?
The Olam Haba.
Yeah, that's Yisrael.
Is that
upper
best
world,
that?
Clips and tomatoes.
It
influences the regular one.
Huh? Oh. Okay.
Oh,
for sure. It's for sure the pshat. The pshat, the swill is tiny stark.
I just found out that it's being recorded.
I won't say out loud who came in late.
Right,
okay. So the question is okay. So swill is tiny. It's tiny stark. That avada, everything we say. This is the famous shmuz. We say zachwein elachayim elachavitz b'chayim. Everything is for you. So the only thing that we're asking for is if that is what Hashem wants. If it fits in with what Hashem wants. So he's going down a little further. He's coming to say that in order for us to get anything good, it has to have to do with Hashem things. It has to have to do with dinim of Olam Haba. To see if I'm right for certain things in Olam Haba, then I could get accordingly that in Olam Haza. That certainly is a push-up shot. But listen to this. I'm going to try to focus on a different part of that, we'll say. There's something called Olam Haba in this world. Oh, that's Mahavish Olam Haba. You know, so if you hear it like...
How tame.
No. I want to tell you something about Olam Haba. Olam Haba is pure good. And it's not kind of the thing that afterwards, like a few, like an hour later, you suffer. That's one of the things about Olam Haba. As we say, like Daya l'chakima b'remizi. You could figure out what I mean. So he brings down over here he brings that over here, that the pshat is, that is a concept of olam haba, that a person is a ben olam haba. You're living this world, olam haba dik. What does that mean? Now this is how Yosef Shem starts off. No more than that. That's the Pashup Sharm of Mesilas Hasharim, and even Medayik in the Mesilas Hasharim, it comes out even more that you could make this world into Olam Habadik. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was like a malach in certain ways. He was able to go upstairs and he was able to live in this world being like what we're going to, or what he's going to be living in the next world. Bring down Olam Haba in this world. Let's appreciate this world like it's Olam Haba. And I'll explain. I'm not saying something that's clear enough yet. You know, what does that mean? You can't make Olam Haba in this world. What does that mean, making Olam Haba in this world? This world is Olam Haza. So the concept we're going to try to get across, he over here goes through the Gemara. Is an interesting, very interesting Gemara. Rav Chanina ben Trajan, is that name familiar to you?
Yeah.
Why? Rav Chanina ben Trajan is one of the Asura Harugi Malchus. He had a tragic death. We say on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur. Those are two times we talk about Asura going. So he was we'll call him pretty big. He's one of the people that got killed for us, and you know, they came down from Shemayim and said, since the time of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there was never anyone greater. Since the time of the Shvatim, there was never anyone greater than these 10 people, and that's why those were the ones that were chosen to be killed instead of the Shvatim. But that's what came down Shemayim, and we say that on Yom Kippur even. So pretty holy. So anyways, so Reb Chaim tried to ask Reb Yossi ben Kisva, and he said, "What am I going to have Olam Haba?" Now, I mean, you're going to have Olam Haba. I mean, of course he's going to have Olam Haba. He's a big guy. So he said, "Did you ever do anything? A maisa ever came to you that you should be deserving of Olam Haba?" This is a Pashup Shana Gemara. He says, yeah. You know what happened? One time there was Moshe Purim. He was actually over there explaining that he was a Gabbit Staka, and he had money that was supposed to be given out on Purim. Nischalfuli b'moishal tztaka with other tztaka, two tztakas were supposed to be. Maybe he was supposed to spend certain money on Purim, and it got mixed up with tztaka money, and he gave the whole thing out to the aniyim, and he took his own money to take care of the Purim money. And since now. So he said, "Im Kain." So Yosef Kisa says to Chinim and Tani, "Im Kain, mechelkecha yu chelki. Your chelik should be my chelik. That's amazing! Wow, you are a ben olam haba, and he wants to be just like him. That's a ben olam haba. Now, come on, this is one story that happened one time. He wants to know is he a ben olam haba. He says one the story, it's stuck a story. You know how many times did he give stuck in his life? This is the one thing that's so amazing. So he goes through a whole long thing on explaining, and I want to just bring it out. At the pshat is sometimes what did he see over here? There was a mistake. Why did this happen? It's not something that normally happens. Same, he's a very orderly person, and nothing. These kind of things never happened to him. It got mixed up. He saw in it that Hashem is telling him that he should give more stuff. That he should give that out to suck up. His pockets got mixed up. See, he sees that Hashem is speaking to him and telling him to give tzedakah. Because he was able to hear Hashem's cry and understand what's happening over here is something real, something that makes me do something for it. That's ben olam haba. And he explains over here that the pshat in ben olam haba is someone living his life with Hashem, with Hashem. Hashem's talking to me. Hashem's telling me what to do. There's a Gemara that says if Yisurim come, and he brings it down also. If Yisurim, a person gets Yisurim. So you're supposed to. The Gemara says you fastish b'maisef check. You have all kinds of problems. You break your hand. figure out what you know, what the fashion be myself. Chip your tooth, fashion be myself. Nothing, no comment. If there's something, see, is there a reason why that could be? Now, I'm going to try to be mocked after. So I mean, we're not a Navi. We can't tell you why you broke your hand. I'm not telling you why you broke your hand. But if Hashem is punishing you, what? If Hashem is punishing you that you can't walk anymore, maybe in walking you can make some kind of adjustment. You can make yourself better in that thing. And then the Gemara says, let's say you didn't find it, you couldn't find anything. So Yitla Bebitl Torah. It's because of Bittl Torah. So you ask, which everyone asks, I don't understand. It says Yifashish Bemayasif, see what I did wrong. So L'chayra Bittl Torah is one of the things you're checking out. You go through the whole, open the Chumash and go through all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and one of them is Limud Torah, and so you did that wrong. So I don't understand, what do you mean you can't find? So the Gemara is coming to say that the Pshat is that if you look into your actions and you don't see, you can't figure out anything that makes sense that this is the reason why this came. In other words, Hashem talks to us through everything. There's no such thing as Hashem is not talking to us. Something happened, we can learn from it. Something good happens, we're supposed to learn from. Something not good happens, we learn from it. It's always everything is to be able to if you're doing that, nothing bad can happen to you. Bring us over here and see if it's Shalom. A person, if you realize that everything that, if Hashem is talking to us, everything, you can't get down because Hashem is doing this to learn from us. Hashem did this that we should be able to learn from it. There's nothing in any part of life that's gonna change us and make us and make a problem that we can't move on. Everything is good at all time. That's a ben olam haba. Someone understands that even in this world, everything that happened has some kind of meaning, and it's coming with Hashem. L'maisa, the first words in Shulchan Aruch is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samud, which is a really difficult thing. What does that mean? That Hashem should be in front of me at all times. Zed Derech, how's it go? What's the song go? Leilech, it's a okay, yeah, that's the way to go. Get a Mishnah Berurah and you see. The step number one of Yiddishkeit, it's even before halacha start, is that everything happens. We're doing with Hashem, and we can turn it off.
I like it.
I want to turn it off. Okay. So keep it on.
They want it off,
right? Okay. So.
Not during the summer.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
I'm literally under it. I'm more than you literally. Fans are pointing this
way. Okay. So there's a few more. They say the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim at a time when Chafetz Chaim lived his life talking to Hashem. You know, like you find him going up to, going up to the attic or into the forest and talking to Hashem, and in a way that a lot of tzaddikim, like, you know, they would just say, like, you know, talk about Klai Yisrael, talk about themselves, and you realize these are nothing, and he would talk when there was thunders, when there was like a real strong thunderstorm. So thunderstorms are scary, and I think everyone might have once heard there's a chazal that say that, you know why Hashem creates thunder is in order to, it's in order to strain out the crookedness in our hearts. Like something scary. gets you to think. So you say, everyone knows the Chofetz Chaim at a time when during the thunderstorm he would say, I vazvil the tata, vazvil the tata. What does the Eibishter want? What does my father want for me? Saying he lived his life thinking about it. That's a ben olam haba. Ben olam haba means that you're focused on one thing. This is how I'm understanding. What's a ben olam haba? In olam haba, there's nothing besides covered Hashem, Kedusha, and whatever it is. It's all one thing. In this world, we have so much going down, so much around us, so much taking us out of what we're supposed to be focused on, right? That's why it's so hard for us. A Ben Elam Hab is someone who's able to be able to hit the focus of what you're supposed to be doing. That's a tachas of a person.
You already saying that all the materialistic thing, like it's all focus is this. Not,
I'm not saying to ignore what's going on. I didn't say that. Learn from it. Learn. Be able to have. He brings a story over here. It's a famous story. It's a famous story, but it's the same. It's the same concept. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. It's a little bit history. You good with history, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer? Rabbi Zalman Meltzer was from the Gedolei Adarim. He moved from. He was a reshiva in Slutsk, if I'm correct. Yeah. You good? You know. I think it was in Shimon Sus. He was also the father-in-law of. No, come on, that doesn't know. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer was the father-in-law of Baron Cutler. So that itself is pretty intense. So see, he at one point he respected very much the Biskarov. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. What? Oh, okay. Yeah. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. One of the big Talmidim of Chaim Soloveitchik, and Biskarov is his son, so he respects him. What? Evan Hazel, Yisr Zalman Hazel, got it. So he was once sitting in his house with a whole bunch of people discussing whatever, maybe a learning, maybe a call, I don't know, whatever. It's not the point. And some guy. That's what happens. He was like, you know, he's there, you know, everyone's sitting and learning, and you know, he's looking out the window, and he said, hey, the Biskarov is coming. Who's that? He said, Biskarov's coming. So he took off his, you know, his regular thing, and he put on his, you know, frock, and he took off his slippers, and he put on his shoes, and he went out of his house to greet the Biskarov. What?
Who?
The Rebbe Zalman went out of his house to greet the Biskarov, and lo and behold, there was some other guy, someone who wrote a sefer, and he wanted the Rebbe Zalman Meltzer to write a haskamah. So he was coming to whatever, knock on the door. Hello, could he write a haskamah sefer? It wasn't the Biskarov. Rebbe Zalman. When he saw this person, he said, Shalom Aleichem, he gave him the same kavod all the way through as he would give the Biskarov. He sat him down at the head of the table and he asked him some questions about himself. He told his wife to go bring him some tea, and he was being mechaved the whole way. Then the guy comes and takes his like a little his little sefer about whatever, you know, about the newest type of who knows what, and he said, you know, he wanted to know if he could say. He said Avada, and he wrote a beautiful haskama. He gave him, he wrote it for him. He got up, and he walked him out, was malava him to outside, and he came back, and he saw on the way out that some of his talmidim were like, hey, there's a little bit much, you know. Come on, get with the program. You chop that he's not the Biskarov. What are you giving him so much cover for? So he came back in, he screamed at them. The lack of emunah b'tochem Hashem. Obviously, what happened is because this person came to me and said the Biskarov is coming. So I got up and I was mechaved him and I took care of him and so on and so forth. There's obviously hashkocha from Hashem that this person deserved a certain amount of kavod. And after this hashkocha, if Hashem was giving him for me the kavod that the Biskarov deserved, then that was a message Hashem was giving. So I continue doing that. I believe in Hashem. This was his concept in what a Ben Olam Haba is, living your life with that Hashem is talking to us. Now that's, you know, as I'm saying, someone if you break your finger playing basketball and you break your finger, so you're gonna go and say the reason is because one day I pressed the light to Michal Shabbos. I don't know what the reason is, what. Right?
Because you have to, like, one of these big things. People like, everybody has to watch. Right.
Okay, so you have to be so careful. I'm not saying that we should decide what the reason why it happened. That means we fixed it and I'm okay? No. There's something to learn from what Hashem is telling us. There's nothing there that you can't learn from. If something good happens, then Hashem is talking to us, and something not good is happening, that Hashem is talking to us. He brings a lashon from the Siv Shalom, which I like this. It's a little bit Hasidish, but let me say, Re'ei, Anochi Noisim Lefnechem Hayoyim Bracha Kol. Hashem is telling us, look, I'm giving you today bracha. I'm giving you kol. And then it says, it's a bracha shar tishmun, and a bracha that you listen to all the mitzvahs. And he wants to be mazbe. The pshat is, it says over there the same thing by klala. The klala is when you don't listen. And he says the bracha is that we're able to listen to what Hashem is telling us to do. Hashem is giving us mitzvahs, and we listen to that. And Hashem talks to us. If we realize that Hashem is talking to us, and we're on a different level, that is a ben olam haba. And that so a person who's a ben olam has a whole different life. I want to just something that. He has two different Gemaras. I should really just say one of them. I'm going to say the one's more powerful, even though I like the other one better. Dale, famous story, Rabbi Lazar ben Dordoi. You know the Rabbi Lazar ben Dordoi story? You know the story? Come on. Not the Google. The Zaina story? Something like that. So the story is like this. Rabbi Lazar ben Dordoi is a Gemara of the Zaina of Zaina and Aleph. It says, there wasn't, this guy is a, we'll call him a, I don't know, a party animal. There wasn't a Zoyna in the world that he didn't live with. Not even one. Can you imagine that? I mean, today's day of age, that means he didn't live with any person.
There was no teshuva for him, right?
That's right. So one time he heard about a real expensive, high class Zoyna far, far away. Have to go on the sea, and he had to travel on a boat, and he had to pay a lot of money to be able to get there. A long trip. He went over there to get to her. He got a hold of her, got together, and when they were together, Bishas Maisa, we'll say it. She passed gas. Okay? She passed gas. Now, that's... Okay. That's fine. She said... I mean, she's a pro at this. It's not something that she usually does. She knows how not to pass gas, I guess. You know, and... So she said, just like this, it's never going to come back. It's there. It's over. Also, Rav Lazar ben Dordoi, he's never going to do tshuva. They're never going to accept tshuva. You're shugging. He have to go all the way over there to find another zayin because you didn't try out the zayin. I mean, come on. Tshuva's never going to happen. Something hit him, and it just hit him. And what? No, there's not the tzitzis story. It's the same tzitzis story, 100%. Yes, I agree. So, and he said, listen. The only one that can help myself is me. Only I can help myself. No one else can help me. And he put his head between his feet and he started crying and crying and crying. Until his neshama went out. What? So, that was that other story. Yotzis of Baskal of Baskal went out for Omer of Lazar ben Dordoi Mizuman Lachaye Oilam Haba. He gets Oilam Haba. What? Why was it? That's a good kasha also, because at this time, right now, because we can learn from him. That's the same kasha. We have that a few times. It's a shtaka kasha. The guy's the bum of the world. I'm saying, come on. This is pretty intense. But no, there might be ways that you can get out of it. Why is that? I might have another answer. But for now the pshat is that he. But he did real tshuva. So he's saying like this. So the sefer Hu'i Tshuva is being mazber that the pshat is that what happened, a mundane, simple thing. Some loser zoyna said something, And so what are you getting so excited about? What are you changing your whole life around because some lowlife on the other end of the world said something? What's the pshat? The pshat is because he at that point he was able to realize, look where life led me. That this lowlife zone has given me mus on a stupid passing of gas. And she's right. There's no one that could do anything for me except for me. I think one time we'll discuss this, that there's no one there's no one that could do anything except for me. There's other ways to do it, and he even himself has a different way. But the point is, he was being able to learn from something, mundane things that happen, that I have to change my life. From someone, you could learn, sometimes a kid could say something, that when a kid says something and the whole thing, and everyone starts laughing, and everyone realizes the truth, and you could push it off, or you could learn from it. He took it in, and he learned from it, and he grew from it, and that's the vote is mezum l'chay olam haba. So he didn't live his life for olam haba, but he felt a second of olam haba in this world, and that was enough to change his whole life. That's the concept of being in ben olam haba, and that's why Hashem judges us, how much of a ben olam haba we are.